From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. A little over an hour from now, President Obama is due to arrive in Copenhagen. While there, he hopes to seal a tentative climate deal. Aides say climate talks have been more constructive in recent hours, but there's no guarantee an agreement will be reached. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Senior administration officials say the atmosphere surrounding climate talks in Copenhagen turned more productive after Secretary of State Clinton pledged the U.S. would contribute to a $100 billion a year climate mitigation fund. Even so, they warn negotiations over reducing greenhouse gases are incredibly complex, and even a tentative agreement is far from a sure thing. President Obama is due to speak briefly to a group session in Copenhagen, then meet one-on-one with other world leaders. Aides say the administration intends to play a leading role in climate talks in a way the U.S. has not in recent years. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The Senate Banking Committee has approved the nomination of Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke for a second term. NPR's Audie Cornish has the details from Capitol Hill.
Opponents of the nomination accused Chairman Bernanke of contributing to the policies that led to the economic crisis. But Senate Democrat Robert Menendez of New Jersey said the Federal Reserve Chairman stepped up at a pivotal moment when the economy could have fallen off a cliff.
There may be some legitimate debate about changing the tools the Fed has, as well as debate about the choices Chairman Bernanke made. But I believe in the end what we should not do is change leadership at the Fed at what appears to be the very beginning of an economic recovery.
At the same time, the committee is drafting legislation that could strip the central bank of its regulatory powers over banks and give Congress more influence over its regional boards. The legislation is expected next spring. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
Republican Senator Olympia Snowe has dashed any hopes by Democrats of getting at least one Republican on their side to approve sweeping health care overhaul legislation this year. After meeting with President Obama before he left for Copenhagen, Snowe told reporters the Democratic timetable for a vote before Christmas is totally unrealistic. Government officials say the number of baby deaths linked to the Simplicity-made cribs has risen to 11. That's a dramatic increase from the 4 deaths reported when the recall was announced some 4 years ago. The Consumer Product Safety Commission spokesman Scott Wolfson says in September a Kentucky baby was trapped in the crib where a section broke away.
For some of these cribs, our message is throw it away. It's that dangerous. There's no fix available. With other recalls, you can take it back to the retailer and get a refund.
The agency says it knows of at least 25 other cases involving drop-side parts detaching from the cribs. More than 2 million Simplicity drop-side cribs have been recalled so far. This is NPR. The top U.S. military officer is in Afghanistan today, telling leaders in Kandahar there's no time to waste in fighting massive corruption in that city. Admiral Mike Mullen met with 5 Afghan chieftains in a city that's the mecca of Taliban resistance. The chieftains say corruption exists at every level of government and it's crippling the country. Mullen told the local leaders results against corruption are needed now. He also reiterated that U.S. troops want to turn over control for security to local Afghan forces just as soon as they're ready. French investigators say they are no closer to determining what caused an Air France flight from Rio to Paris in June to crash off the coast of Brazil. They also say they will resume their search for the plane's black boxes. 228 people died in that crash. Eleanor Beardsley reports.
In a new report, the French agency that investigates plane accidents said despite extensive analysis, it is still not possible to understand the exact cause of the crash without the flight data and voice recorders. A third search phase for the black boxes will likely begin in February. Investigators say one of the contributing factors for the crash was that the plane's exterior sensors gave false speed readings. The report said it was an inconsistency in the measurement of airspeed that initiated the disconnection of the various flight control systems like autopilot, autothrust, and flight director. Investigators called for a new standard for airspeed monitors, saying they may ice over at high altitudes. They also said they were looking into the possibility of ejectable black boxes with longer-lasting sonar pings. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Oil prices moved toward $73 a barrel Friday in Asia amid expectations OPEC will leave production unchanged at next week's meeting. I'm Carol Van Dam in NPR News in Washington.